McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, The Marketplace, and by Marshland Credit Union. And now, here's your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh Canada Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, the Coastal Market, Marshland Credit Union, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren. Well, coach, the last two Friday nights have been jamborees. 2 weeks ago, y'all traveled up to Long County. And you had Warren County and Long County that y'all played in Jamboree. And then this past Friday, we had Long County and Brunswick High. And this concludes the Jamborees, and we're getting ready to start the 2022 season. So how would you sum up the season or the Jamborees so far here?
The first Jamboree here, we played a lot of kids, literally both of them. I thought the first Jamboree, we came out and played well offensively, but defensively we did not. And then the second Jamboree, we didn't play well offensively, but defense really, really showed out. So we've got to put it all together, you know, in one area.
We noticed that your varsity defense against both teams was pretty strong. Brunswick High, big 6A school with huge linemen, great skilled players.
Yeah, they were pretty sporty.
They had to complete two terrific passes to be able to score on your defense, and their skilled players were pretty amazing. But the defense, I thought, on the running game just stymied both teams. Brunswick High couldn't even get a running game established, and Long County definitely just they might have ended up with minus yards and. In that quarter there.
I don't believe they had a first down, did they?
If they did, I don't recall it.
I don't think they did.
But I know we only played them one quarter, but it was a full quarter, and it was a good experience for the kids.
Yeah, we're just a little sluggish on offense. Defense really came alive. I think the defense was a little embarrassed that Long had hurt them, you know, over at their place, and they responded really well. We've got to respond offensively this week. We're going to get back. We're doing some things I want to do at a shotgun. We're going to have to get back to doing some things we traditionally do as well.
It looks like on your offense you really limited the play calling to a certain number of plays. You didn't put the whole package in, obviously.
No, we're close. There's a lot of evaluation. It was evident, too.
Well, I mean, that's what the Jamborees are for, is to try to establish something and work on different things, and you don't want to show everybody what you've got coming up.
That we wanted to work on some things, and there were some things we could have called, could have done differently, but this is what it is. We'll see on Friday night.
Yep. And we've got a new quarterback this season.
Well, he's quarterbacking right now. He's we get into the looks you've seen the last 2 weeks. He'll play quarterback. He also plays safety, outside linebacker, and he's going to play some running back too.
Wow.
Yep.
So he's not coming off the field.
Not much, no.
Well, that's what happens when you're in single A like we are.
We got to give him a rest. There'll be some other people that come in and play some positions as well.
Okay. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I've looked over your roster. You've got about 50 kids, 50 players out this year. How did the summer workouts go? And
well, we kind of weeded out some kids that were just lazy, wouldn't get out of bed, that could be playing ball. But 51, 52 of our players wanted to work out in the mornings, wanted to get after it, and some of them chose not to. So I was real pleased with our numbers. We've sat around. I think this summer here we had a high of 57 workout. Practicing a low of 38, and so we've been hovering in the high 40s to low 50s also.
Well, and for a small single A school like us, that's a remarkable number of kids out there. And
about 25% of the male population here plays football.
You know, I can remember when we used to play Charlton regularly, it seemed like 100% of the male population played football. But anyway, that's another story. And I see you've got a number of freshmen that are out there. You seem pretty evenly distributed as far from your freshmen through your senior class on the numbers, which is good, which is good. Your senior class, I saw a lot of leadership out there on the playing field with them.
Yeah, we didn't have good leadership last Friday. At Long County, when playing Warren, it was really disappointing. And I know the seniors talked about it, and they did a really good job this past Friday of leading. First time, I guess, they had to step up, so they did. We kind of challenged them to lead, and I felt like they did a good job of it.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's what we want to see is those kids getting out there and leading the younger kids and showing them how it's supposed to be done, how we play Buccaneer football. On Friday night, the weather was cooperative. It looked like we were going to get some rain, and as usual, the showers went by, and we didn't have any lightning stoppage.
Well, it was rain, but not right to say.
Not right to say. And it was cooler. We've seen some of these nights where it's just been extremely hot, and we were very fortunate for this event not to have that. Do you want to talk about any of your players that kind of stood out in the Jamboree, and you know, you look for their leadership in the upcoming games?
Yeah, we've named three captains so far.
Okay,
they'll be captains this Friday. Darius West, Lake Linton, Jerice Campbell. There'll be one more we haven't named yet. So they've been doing, like I said, a pretty good job, and just expectations of setting an example, being on time, you know, mentoring younger players, doing what they're supposed to do, really, and, you know, calling people out when it's not popular is the hardest thing to do.
Well, it is, and I saw those that you mentioned, your captains, leading by example on the field with their hard running and hard hitting. Lank Linton put a couple of licks on some folks.
Yeah, he was hard to block Friday.
He was having fun, I could tell. So that's what you want. Well, that's good. That's good. And we didn't get to see your kicker kick off, or we didn't get to see an extra point, but I was watching Matty McCann warming up, and she was booting the ball.
She's stronger this year.
She is. She was kicking it well. So you might have yourself another field goal kicker and extra point kicker.
Yeah, she's going to kick field goals and extra points. Dante Stevens is doing kickoffs. Looks like I had Jerice punting, but he got tired Friday, so I'm going to have to find me another punter.
Yeah, I saw that. My son Brandon said he'd help you out with punting if you need a little bit, but he used to.
His back's too sore right now.
It is. He used to boom them, though, in the high school and college, so he said he'd like to help out if you need it. But well, there's more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glen and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and this segment is going to be brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by Marshland Credit Union. Well, Coach, this past Friday, our jamboree, we had to play it at the original MCA football field. Our stadium grass out here at the high school wasn't ready, and had a few problems in the off season trying to get the field ready. And we were just during the intermission here, we were talking about that. And we're going to play Friday night's game at the old high school field again in Darien. So I'll tell you what, that field was just immaculate.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It is. It's just gorgeous. And of course, we know our stadium field at the high school will get back to that. Something got in there, and you were showing me pictures of where we've got missing grass and just sand, but I know that we'll get that all squared away. But, of course, the biggest differences between the two fields is concession stands and restrooms and seating. But as far as the field conditions, it was just excellent.
The field at the old school is much nicer than this one. We nearly lost this field this year. We don't know what happened to it. We've had a hard time with it growing the last three or four seasons.
Yeah.
And it just it went really south, got a ton of weeds in it that the other fields didn't get, even though it was sprayed the same. You know, it just didn't really recover. We put sod down, we sprayed it, we fertilized it, and it's starting to grow now, but it's late in the season. The seating, everything's, just older over there, but the field is nice, and I know all the kids were really excited. They love the environment over there Friday night. They were like, well, do one more. I was like, yeah, we probably will get to do one more. So it was fun. We had a good crowd there Friday. I'd say we had close to 1,000 people there, and, had cars around the fence and tailgate chairs and bleachers.
We did. We had folks scattered everywhere, and the parking area was packed. So
I'm not sure. That press box is not nicer than this one.
Well, we had air conditioning in there, but, of course, what we do is we open the windows before kickoff. And
there's not much room for coaches or filming.
There is not. There's no room for coaches. There's no roof on top to stand on like we used to do. The old press box, you got nervous during big games because you had so many people on top that, would start jumping up and down and screaming during games.
Once they go fall through the floor.
Yeah. But it's a good atmosphere anyway. I mean, that's high school football. And we had a good time up in the press box. And of course, the visiting team is just right next to you, so you can chit chat with them. And now at MCA, you got some distance in between. The officials are in between, so up there it's just not like that.
Yeah, we're expecting another good home crowd. I'm not sure how Johnson or Savannah travels, but I know our fans will show up.
Well, yeah, let's talk about Johnson. They're coming to town this coming Friday night. We'll be kicking off at 7:30 at the original Buccaneer Field. And they're a 3A team. What can you tell us about them?
They were about 500 last year. They were either 5-6 or 6-5. Went to the playoffs. They run a 3-5-3 defense. It's pretty aggressive. They stunt and blitz a lot. They're tough defensively, and he's still struggling, it looks like to me, to find an identity on offense. His quarterback was out last week, so we don't have a good idea of what they're going to do. We know they're a spread type offense. They struggle a little bit, so it could be a defensive ball game if neither offense improves.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, if you haven't seen film on their quarterback, you don't know if he's a runner in addition to a passer, or he's just
a spring film in May.
So he's kind of just the field general in the backfield, handing off to his core of running backs.
Well, they run the spread. The backs we saw, the quarterback we saw the other day, he did fine, but I think Coach talked about him not running his offense, all of his offense.
Yeah.
So, though they've got a really good running back, we've seen him in the summertime. So if they've got starting quarterback, back in the lineup, I could see him, being able to put the ball down the field, being able to throw the screen game, the short game, and then also mixing the run game up with that running back.
Okay. Okay. Well, so we got a challenge for our defense again, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's big, they're a triple A school with good athletes. They're well coached. We've got our work cut out for us.
Well, we're looking forward to the challenge. It'll be a good start in a kind of a measuring stick. When do we play some single A schools?
Well, we're not back home until September 16th, so maybe that'll be, the field will be healed up by then. That'll be Lanier County, our single A school out of the Charlton County, Clinch County region. They're tough. I heard they did well in their scrimmage the other night, so we don't have a, break.
One thing, they did some changing this year, GHSA, with the divisions in single A, didn't they? They did a large single A and a small single A. And we fell in the small single A bracket, right?
Yeah.
So we've lost a few teams. We lost Irwin County and Brooks County. But we still got Clinch County and ECI in that mix, and I think Macon County's in that mix too. So we've still got a lot of good schools in there. So still it's going to be a challenge for us if, man, we, how many teams do we have in our region?
Five total. So we have to win one game in region to go to the playoffs. So we got four region games, six non-region games.
Or region games, six non-region
games. Smallest region I've ever been in. Had to schedule six ball games in a season.
No, I'm
kind of. Our schedule looks really different.
I'm kind of used to that seven, eight teams in the games in the region. You just pick a few on the outside.
Yeah, we don't play a region game until October the 7th.
Oh, wow.
But really, they're all practice.
No. You call them practice. We don't.
Yeah.
We're counting them. Oh, wow. Well, it's going to be an exciting season. We're looking forward to the Bucks coming out and making some waves, not only in the region, but also in the playoffs. We're looking forward to that. Well, which as far as region opponents, who is on our side of the bracket that? Who do we have in our region? We got to Montgomery County,
ECI, Portland, ECI. Jenkins.
So ECI is the team that we fear the most. Jenkins was much improved too, so we got to watch out for them. Portal, I'm not sure about.
There's nobody on our schedule, Harold. It's not improved. Even Portal's won their two preseason games.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to that. All right, we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown grocer in Darien, Coastal Market Grocery Store at 5214 U.S. Highway 17. No matter if you're stocking up for the big game this weekend, getting ready to tailgate for the Buccaneers, having friends over, or just a quiet dinner at home. And now serving breakfast from 7 to 11. Be sure to check out our deli and bakery for unbeatable deals. The Coastal Market Grocery Store. Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment is brought to you by the Coastal Market and by Cunningham Jewelers. Well, Coach, jamborees are over next Friday night. We'll be at the old Buccaneer Field to face Johnson High out of Savannah. We're looking forward to that game, that kickoff at 7:30. Then let's talk about the schedule here briefly while we've got a chance. Then the following week we'll be away across the river, Glen Academy. And, of course, we know that that's going to be...
I'm sure they got us circled from last year.
Yeah, that one, we call it a win. Everybody else called it a tie. But, you know, when you when you tie a big school like Glenn Academy, yeah, they've got it. They've been talking about that all summer. So we've got to be ready for that game. That's going to be a war. And then something interesting the following week, we'll play on a Thursday night at 5 o'clock over in Glenn County Stadium against West Nassau out of Florida. What, you know anything about that school?
Not a lick. I just know we're in the Under Armour Baker Sporting Goods Bowl. We're seven Georgia schools, play seven Florida schools over the course of the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we are the opener.
So that's exciting. Georgia versus Florida.
Yeah.
That'll be exciting. So I'm sure they've all got the matchups so that everybody's kind of playing in the same classification.
They're AAA in Florida. So.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks. Okay, they didn't get all the classifications right, did they? Well, hopefully they're one of the smaller 3A schools in Florida.
Let's go see Coach Warren and the Bucks. They're not afraid to play.
They'll play anybody. then we're back home on the 16th, Lanier County. That'll be our first single-A game, but they're not in our region.
Yeah, from what I hear, they've got a really good running back. They're going to spread offense. I heard they're tough this fall.
Okay, well, that's good. And we got Bradwell Institute at home on the 23rd, and Bradwell's a larger classification out of Hinesville. And
yeah.
Historically, in the past, they've had a good team.
They'll have great athletes. They struggled last year.
Yeah.
It's an interesting matchup. Their size alone is going to be hard for us to deal with.
Well, we'll be ready for them, and it's going to be youth night at the stadium also. Then we travel to Atkinson's County the following week.
That's another single-A opponent from out of the Charlton Clinch region.
And they're going to be tough. They always are. Atkinson County, you got to look for a war there. And it looks like then we're home with Jenkins County, and that'll be homecoming.
Yeah, they've got a new coach that's running the Georgia Southern option that they used to run a long time ago, so that'll be fun to defend.
Yeah, we had them at home last year.
No, we went up there. Yep.
Okay. But then we're away to Montgomery County, and they're in our region, so that'll be a tough region match. And then we get ECI at home for senior night.
Hopefully that'll be for the region championship. We'll see.
Well, and we owe them a payback because they came down here, year before we went up there and
beat
us down here. So it's time to do the
tiebreaker.
There we go. We need that one. And then we traveled to Portal to end the season.
I heard they're tough. They played Fitzgerald really tough the other night in their scrimmage.
Portal did?
No, ECI.
ECI, yeah. Well, you can understand why, too. So they're not that far apart, and they don't like each other. So it's like us in Glenn Academy. A little guy against a bigger guy. Well, Coach, it's going to be an exciting season. I'm looking forward to it. I know everybody else in the community is, too.
Yeah, it's a new and different schedule, so it'll be fun.
It will be. Well, Coach, you got anything else to say here before we wrap it up?
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. Well, that's what we always say. And this has been the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. We're signing off. And we'll be back with the highlights of the Johnson High game next week. Good night.